This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Finding Dory scored big with a whopping $136 million opening. Disney is having a great year, being on top of the U.S. box office now for the 11th time. This time it's with Pixar's Finding Dory, which broke its share of box office records, including the largest opening weekend for an animated feature. Don't tell, but Mickey Mouse was seen drinking plenty of champagne after the numbers came in. That's Hollywood! Now in its second decade, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, E3, was held again here in LA. It's part industry trade show and part party, and it's all designed to hype the latest in video games. Mafia 3 from publisher 2K Games got the grand New Orleans-style treatment. Elsewhere, Nintendo showcased its latest, The Legend of Zelda, in a giant fantastic forest. Samsung hosted rapper Lil Wayne and live skateboarders. Now, we want to sleep for a week. HBO has pulled the plug on a second season of their 1970s record industry drama, Vinyl. The news follows the April exit of showrunner Terrence Winter of Boardwalk Empire, who was let go after overseeing the Long in the Works drama from executive producers Martin Scorsese and Mick Jagger. Many critics felt that the series was unrealistic and just too over the top. You know, like the 1970s. Hasbro is getting into the live entertainment game. The almost 100-year-old toy and board game company's first move? Monopoly the Musical, and it's targeted for Broadway. The Rhode Island-based company has already become a Hollywood player with film franchises like Transformers. The company's move towards Broadway comes as no surprise, really. Movie studios and other entertainment conglomerates increasingly recognize the revenue potential in having a stage hit like The Lion King or Wicked. Do you love Apple TV but miss the ability to record TV shows? Tableau's new Apple TV app could help to fill that gap by offering the ability to watch and record broadcast TV without the need for a cable subscription. Tableau, which was officially released on Apple's App Store this week, doesn't actually add recording capabilities directly to Apple's device. Instead, it relies on the Network Tableau DVR, a small box that retails for $200. So, either way, somebody's getting your money. Ron Howard's authorized documentary about the early years of the Beatles has been set for U.S. theatrical release on September 16. The Beatles, 8 days a week, the touring years, will become available to stream exclusively to Hulu subscribers on the day after. The film, which is based on the first part of the Beatles' career between 1962 and 1966, will explore how John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr came together. Bremer Trust, the bank that handles Prince's estate, announced that two experienced music executives have been hired to manage the artist's entertainment assets. Reports suggest that thousands of hours of unheard music might be in the storied vault. Bremer Trust could not be reached for comment. Their first move? It could be a Cirque du Soleil-style Las Vegas production, like the Beatles' Love and Michael Jackson's Michael. I wonder if Prince would approve of that. Star Trek star Anton Yelchin has died at 27 following a tragic and strange car accident at his L.A. home. Yelchin was pinned by his own car as he left his home in Studio City for a rehearsal. Apparently, his own car rolled backward down his steep driveway, pinning him between a brick mailbox pillar and a security fence. There is an investigation going on now as to why the car's shift failed. With its Emmy Awards, critical acclaim, and role in making transgender rights a mainstream social issue, the TV series Transparent is by all accounts a hit. The show has a lot of buzz in industry circles and on social media. But how many people are actually watching the show? Well, in the latest ratings, Transparent falls short of other original streaming series on Netflix and Hulu, and even some of its fellow Amazon shows. Transparent stars Jeffrey Tambor. Broadway star Kristen Chenoweth has joined the cast of NBC's Hairspray live show. The Emmy and Tony Award winner will play Velma Von Tussle. Who's she? Velma is the self-promoting and manipulative producer of The Corny Collins Show. She'll stop at nothing to make her daughter Amber the star that Velma never was. Chenoweth joins previously announced cast members Harvey Fierstein, Jennifer Hudson, Martin Short, and ex-Dancing with the Stars veteran Derek Hough. Actress Selma Blair had a meltdown on an LA-bound flight. It took two onboard nurses to comfort her minutes after she lost control during the flight. Selma was flying to LA from Cancun, Mexico, when she apparently mixed meds with alcohol and began screaming uncontrollably. The nurses, one standing over her and one seated, propped her head up with a pillow and gave her oxygen to calm her down. Selma was flying with her ex-boyfriend and their four-year-old son after they spent a few happy and relaxing days in Cancun. After the plane landed here, she was taken off the plane in a stretcher and taken to a nearby hospital. Feel better, Selma.
The trash bin.
Hip-hop artist Future asked a judge to dismiss a lawsuit he filed against his ex-fiancée and mother of his son, Sierra. She's agreed to his main demand, more time with his two-year-old son. They have been locked in a bitter custody battle over their son for months. Sierra, who is now engaged to NFL star Russell Wilson, filed a $15 million lawsuit against Future for defamation, for implying she was a bad mother in an interview. He, in turn, countersued. Last month, Sierra asked the court for sole custody of their son, but was denied. And now, the pair share joint custody. Aww, a happy ending. For now.
The news wrap-up.
Apple will not be making substantial changes to the next iteration of the iPhone, which will come out this fall, except for one thing, and it's a head-scratcher. The new iPhone will not have an earphone jack. Beijing has banned the iPhone 6, saying it's too similar to a Chinese phone. Apple is appealing that decision. Facebook is paying more than $50 million to media companies including BuzzFeed, CNN, The New York Times, and celebrities including Kevin Hart and Gordon Ramsay as an incentive for them to use the Facebook Live service. Twitter is letting brands target consumers based on the emojis they use. 92% of online users use emojis.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Finding Dory beat out Independence Day resurgence and remains on top for a second straight week.
The number one album.
Drake's Views holds the number one spot for the eighth straight week.
The number one app.
There's no stopping Minecraft Pocket Edition.
The number one fiction book.
Bay of Sighs by Nora Roberts is the most popular book in the USA.
Fat Joe is a rapper who's been in the music business for 20 years. He's best known for a massive hit back in 2002, What's Love, which featured two of the biggest stars of that time, Ja Rule and Ashanti. He's now reteamed with another singer from the early 00s, Remy Ma, with a new track that is rapidly gaining traction here in the U.S. Here's veteran rapper Fat Joe, singer Remy Ma, and featuring rapper French Montana with the song of the week, All the Way Up.
I'm all the way up. Lit it up, popped it, I hit him up, I'm talking color money, purple yin and blue germ, I got brown lira, I ain't talking about Royce, I'm that on Viagra, that means I'm all the way up, and you can stay up. P.O. say I can't get popped in the helicopter, Uber said. Go all the way up. Go all the way up.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? Shorty, what you need?
What you need?
My run game. We ain't never leave.
That was Fat Joe, Remy Ma, and featuring French Montana with the song of the week, All the Way Up. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.